Is our last item mountain lions, or do we have?
We have two more. Mountain lions and hunting district boundaries. I propose, with the commission's indulgence, to move on to mountain lion hunting season district boundaries. The 2021 mountain lion hunting season quotas and hunting district boundaries. There are some changes being proposed here. Particularly, I'm going to start with Region 1. And this would be for most of the hunting districts in Region 1, except for those that are currently under a quota system. And this would be hunting districts 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 109, 110, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, and 130. And that is to replace the current total with a male subquota in those hunting districts with separate male and female special licenses. Now, this is to increase the control of the harvest up there and lead to greater hunter satisfaction. In Hunting District 140, which is not included in the previous one there, Hunting District 140, which is in the South Fork there, to increase the quota from 6 to 8. Region 1 also has some boundary changes that I'll discuss later, as does Region 4. Region 5 is proposing to combine all of those lion hunting districts in the eastern ecoregion into a single lion management unit with a harvest quota of 23. Now, that 23 matches those hunting districts that are currently in that ecoregion, the eastern ecoregion. Those are hunting districts 500, 502, 530, 570, 575, and 590. The eastern ecoregion has relatively few lions compared to many of the places in the west, and it just makes sense. We know, and I think the commission remembers from the presentations that were done about the lion management strategy, that we need to move to a broader landscape in managing mountain lions, and this is certainly commensurate with those kinds. Also, in Region 6, there are some boundary changes being proposed there, which I can address later when we speak specifically to boundary changes. So with that, I would pause and answer questions.
Thank you. Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Commission adopt for public comment 2020 and 2021 mountain lion hunting seasons and hunting districts as presented by FWP, and that all other aspects of these seasons remain unchanged.
Second.
Thank you. I have a motion and second. Any questions or comments from the commission?
I didn't see in there, but there probably is something in there. I know the depredation due to mountain lions has really increased in what the wildlife pays or the program. So are we going to be increasing the numbers then, or looking at a larger take?
There hasn't been anything specific related to the depredation things that I think you're referring to, an increasing take there. In those regions. We do have some additional proposed here, for example, the Hunting District 140, which is not one of those areas where we get depredation.
Further comments, questions from Commission?
Mr. Chairman, I had a 10 o'clock call last night from an outfitter that operates quite a bit in Region 1 up there for mountain lions, and he was pretty concerned about the change up there, you know, to the fixed male quota side, thinking that right now the odds of getting that permit are very low amongst the people who do apply for that permit, and they'll even be much lower with what's proposed here. So I haven't talked to Neil Anderson or anybody up there about that, but that was a call I got at like 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner Aldrich. This is no change in the overall number of licenses for those areas.
I would add that another comment he had was that it might lead to not harvesting as many females as people would like to have harvested up there right now. I think we hear in that particular country right now about too many lions and their predation effects on our ungulate populations and the habitat, or the opportunities for hunting deer and elk primarily. So anyway, it was a call. I wanted to make note of that, and I know Neil's probably still watching in there, so We'll talk about that more later. But I told him at that time, I said, this is probably going to go through the way it is, but, you know, it's certainly a good chance to offer your comments.
Thank you. Anything further? I like the bundling of that Eastern Eco region. I would be interested to see. Hard place to get a cat up a tree. If anybody wants to take me along, I'd love to go watch. And so I'll start with the regions. Do we have any comment in the regions on mountain lions? And at this time, we were out of order a little bit. So for any of these proposed antelope hunting seasons, moose hunting seasons, that list of items, if anybody wants to come forward and comment on those, I will allow that at this time because we were so far out of the agenda, as well as with mountain lions. So if there's someone.
I'm Mary Ellen Schnurr. I reside at Townsend. You heard Kelly Flynn about the mountain lions. I'm 100% in that same ballpark. We have so many lions in the Big Belt Mountains. So if it's possible for you to look at increasing the quota, it's probably a good thing. I intended to be here in time for the bighorn sheep discussion. I'd like to propose a consideration of a change for Hunting District 300, historic, unlimited sheep area. My husband, Monty, guided sheep hunters there from 1977 to 2005. And during that time, there were a lot of changes. In the early years, there were hundreds of sheep there, and now we are in the low hundreds. Of the number of sheep hunters, which has gone from, say, about 30 10 years ago to 50-some now, we have a stable sheep population. We have a quota of 2 legal rams. It's time to make another change. We'd like to see the season extended from 10 days. And there's a couple of reasons for that. There's 50-some hunters now. The season runs somehow or other from the 1st of September for 10 days. Someplace in there is Labor Day weekend. And until Labor Day is over, you've got hordes of backpackers up there. And this year, there were probably 100 people congregated for Labor Day weekend in a very small area. Most of those were backpackers, and they had no idea that there was a rifle season going on. Nobody had Hunter Orange. Nobody knew where anybody was. It was a dangerous kind of a deal. And it's really hard for the hunters to encounter or observe a sheep when there's that many people wandering all around up there, too. And the sheep are under really exceptional stress from all that human activity. So if we lengthen the season, that would give the hunters the opportunity to delay their hunt till after Labor Day, which next year will be September 7th, or to be able to hunt more than 10 days. They'll have a little better opportunity. This year, nobody killed a ram. The last several years, they've killed one. And it's not because of lack of rams. It's because of the opportunity that presents itself in those first 10 days of September. When Monty was first outfitting down there, the season opened September 15th, and it closed in November, or when the quota was filled. And they've since then taken pieces out of both ends of Hunting District 300 and shortened the season. They made it earlier because they got worried for a few years there in the early 80s over deep snow, keeping people out later. Well, it seems like with climate change, maybe we aren't too worried about deep snow anymore. So it's time now to extend Hunting District 300 to 30-day season. And it would be a good idea to open it September 15th after Labor Day, and the same as all the other unlimited sheep districts are. That will increase the safety for non-hunters and hunters in the field. It will relieve stress on the sheep and relieve some of that congestion on Labor Day weekend. I appreciate your consideration. consideration of this proposal.
Thank you, Mary Ellen.
If there's any questions.
Anything else on mountain lions or the other items that we had involving similar? Mac, please.
Chairman, members of the commission, Director Williams, Mac Menard again. speaking to the Region 1 proposal, a couple of statistics I think that are very important and need to follow up with the phone call I think you probably had. Success rates in Region 1 right now are at about 55% for 2016 on lions. On a quota of 161, we took 72. Or 72 were not harvested. And then you look at 2017, we had about a 70% success. And so there were 47 lions not harvested in 2017. And 66 of those, of the 66 of those were toms. My point is that we're not attaining available harvests now. And this proposal will significantly affect hunting opportunity. It will increase and make more difficult to draw success, particularly for toms. It will probably leave more female lions on the table as a quota. And I guess I'd like to make 4 points, if I could, relative to that. In addition to making it more difficult to draw a tag, it will essentially make a non-resident tag almost impossible. The numbers are already very, very small. Be that as it may, it will also affect the resident hunter as well. It does depend on someone's ability to accurately sex lions, and our experience is that although everybody claims to be an expert lion hunter, that actually isn't true. It's very difficult to do, and it does take a fair amount of skill to be able to get that job done in the field to make your decision. I'm not sure that's a reason to leave that criteria behind if it were biologically necessary, but that is not the case here. I want to point to House Bill 133 that was passed. That's the hound handler license. And the hound handler license was designed specifically to curb illegal outfitting that was taking place when non-resident hound handlers would come over and basically set up shop in some of these critical areas and then offer their services to people who otherwise didn't have them. It is the expectation of everyone involved with that bill that as it goes into effect this year, and I think you have some rulemaking challenges adjacent with that D4 license. But it is the expectation that will significantly improve resident hunting opportunity. It was intended to do that. And so we haven't even had that in place yet, and we're making changes. And along that very same line, I think many of us spent hours and hours and hours working with the department, and I'd credit Jay Colby with the Mountain Lion Management and Research Plan. And the whole intent of that plan was for that new research to drive our management decisions. And here we are radically changing the way we're going to manage lions again in Region 1. And I would submit that when we went in good faith and worked out the details of that plan, then we went in front of the legislature to help secure the dollars for that plan, that we really should, before we make these kinds of proposed changes, allow that thing to percolate a little bit. And I realize I could put all this into public comment, but it just seems to me that once again, Region 1 is sort of in a different universe in its thoughts on management, when the very same lions next door in Region 2 are managed entirely differently. Same management challenges, same animal, and we've got in a completely different universe of management strategy. So with that, I'd encourage you to strike that section of it, do some more research on it, allow these two things to percolate, 311, and allow the management plan to go forward. you know, there's so little non-resident opportunity up there right now. I don't think I can be criticized for standing in front of you saying I'm arguing only for those guys, because it's just, it's not there. But this would take it away almost entirely. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mac. Anyone else in the regions or here on Mountain Lions?
Region 4.
On a sportsman's club. Oh. Is this working now?
Hold on a second, Region 4. We'll take this comment, and then I'll come right back to you.
Dave Stone, Anaconda Sportsman's Club, Chairman Colton, the commissioners, and Martha Williams. I've had comments from several of the mountain lion hunters around Anaconda that there's way too many mountain lions around there, and they would like to see the quota, harvest quota, raised in that area. Thanks.
Thank you. Region 4.
Yeah, I'm Jim Hamas in Stanford, and I'm going to go out of turn here a little bit, and this comment is for Director Williams. The condition of that microphone on that podium is deplorable. It's very disrespectful to the people out here in the field trying to participate in these meetings, and I wish you would instruct your staff to spend a few dollars and get it fixed. Thank you, and good night.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, I respect your comment, and indeed we are working on a new system. It is not cheap, but we recognize the need to have one. So thank you.
Anything else from anyone on these topics? Okay. We have a motion on the floor. Back to the commission. We're going to call for the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. All right. I think we're down to...
Not quite.
One item, yeah. Oh.